gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Woo! Made it through the week. How's everybody doing? I'm Angelo Viola. Thanks for joining us this morning on this rather unusual day for us. First pandemic program we've ever done. Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Angelo Viola, Stephen Labadie, and Derek Brandeo. We are the three.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, get that mask off. we are the three standing here at The Fan. Wow, what a difference a week makes. Holy mackerel.
It's
crazy.
Seems
like, it seems like a month ago that we announced the closure of the Toronto Sportsman Show, which is where we are supposed to be right now.
Yes.
Broadcasting live from there.
I miss it.
Huh?
I miss it.
Yeah, I miss it already. I miss a lot of things.
Yeah.
A lot of things. Everything is in virtual lockdown. Steven and I are in separate rooms.
We are anyways.
Nobody else in the building, just him and I. And we are short at The Fan. Derek Brandeo today will be piloting that ship solo.
It's a big ship.
And I wanted to open the phone lines today, so I guess I can't.
No.
I wouldn't do that to Derek. I wanted to open the phone lines to find out how things are going with you and how this whole coronavirus thing has affected your life. A lot of you used to listen to this program while you were at work.
Yeah.
And so that has changed, obviously, drastically.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know how you were doing. But anyways, we will talk to you and you will listen and maybe send us texts. How's that? Can we do that?
Yeah.
I'm looking up at the sign. It says
590, 590.
Text us at 590, 590. Thank you, Stephen.
No problem.
By the way, you have a hat on today.
Yes.
So no plans.
No plans.
I guess there'll be no plans for a while.
I'm going to a store to get a puzzle, and we're going to do a puzzle for the weekend.
You're going to do a puzzle?
Yeah. Look at that. Old school.
Wow.
1,000-piece puzzle or something. I don't know.
That's interesting. Wow. But yeah, so send us a text. Let us know what you're doing, where you're listening from. If you were normally listening to us from work, tell us how that's going now that you're not there and listening to us from home. Are we different from home?
Do we sound different?
Yes. You can get a hold of us at 590, 590. Text us at 590, 590. And we will endeavor to read your texts on air. Texts on air. Wow. That's interesting. Anyways, of course, there's a lot of concerns about the situation with the virus, and we're not going to ignore them, but we're not going to spend 2 hours talking about them. So,
thank goodness.
Yeah. I think you know what? We'll use this next 2 hours as a little piece of sanity.
Yes.
Little piece of normalness.
Thank goodness.
And we'll get back to what we normally talk about on this program. But first, you know, let's just cover a couple of things. There's still a lot of people who are in denial. I talked to a buddy of mine who is in total denial just the other day. And we need to stop thinking that way. This is real. I'm not saying we need to panic by any means. A lot of people have already gone down that road, but we don't need to panic. But it is real. And being real, we need to deal with it in manners that you would deal with real situations. And, you know, distancing ourselves, obviously, for right now, seems to be the answer and solution. So let's just stick with it for a while and see what happens. You know, it's 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks out of our lives. Believe me, a small price to pay in the overall big picture of things, especially for a healthy world.
And the good thing is you wake up, and if you're working from home, you don't need to get all fancy. You just wear your pajamas in the morning. And
don't even get dressed.
Yeah,
go for it.
Exactly.
Who cares? You know? We may be I don't even know. I'll be honest with you. If I can level with you right now, I don't know what's in store for this program. I'm a little surprised that we're even on air today. But we will endeavor to do whatever we can to stay connected with you. But in the event that we're not able to, then we'll see you, as they say, on the other side. How's that?
That's true.
So getting back to the thing, there are some positive issues with the search for cures and vaccines. I see there's news out of the U.S. that they're testing some low-cost generic drugs that were previously used to treat malaria and blood pressure issues. And they're being tested right now, and U.S. Researchers feel pretty good about it. So there's that positive. There's a couple of vaccines that are on the market, or not the market, I wish, are, you know, on the drawing table right now that are being looked at. So there is stuff going on. Let's not panic. We're not going to run out of food yet.
Or toilet paper.
Well, toilet paper. Apparently, we ran out of that weeks ago.
People are crazy, man.
I know. Can you imagine when this is all over? Can you imagine the toilet paper that is going to surface, you know, buildings full of toilet paper?
I saw a sign online at Costco saying that you can't return toilet paper or any sanitary products. People are hoarding that stuff.
Yeah.
And once it's over, then
they're going to bring it back.
They're going to bring 400 cases of toilet paper.
That's what's going to happen. There's going to be a glut of it on the market. People are on Kijiji. It's going to be toilet paper ad after toilet paper ad.
Yeah, it's true.
People have got garages full of toilet paper somewhere. Anyways. It is what it is. What are you going to do? In the meantime, ironically, on the Fish in Canada show right now, we are actually have a blank screen. I don't know what that's all about, but
your
timeline. Okay. But anyways, this week's episode on Fish in Canada show is last year's Carp Cup.
Yes.
And the announcement just went out or has not gone out. It's going out. It's going out. That's okay. We can announce it today. It's going out right now, Stephen.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't panic.
Just wanna...
Good Lord, there's more important things to panic over. It's going out right now over the air as
Perfect.
We speak.
Yeah.
The 2020 edition of the Fish in Canada Carp Cup has officially been canceled as of right now. You'll all be notified, and the website will have a whole explanation on it. Obviously, there need not be an explanation for it, but it has been closed. And a lot of fishing events are going to BASS.
Yes.
They're the biggies. That tournament circuit is now on hold. And if they close down, everybody's going to close down. So it is what it is. So that's it about the negatives. About that. I do have an exciting announcement to make.
What?
Yeah, it's almost like Christmas to me anyways.
Okay.
We have a special, we may have a special guest today.
Yes. I'm looking forward to this.
We may have a special guest today. We're not sure if it's going to come through. We're trying. We may have a special guest for you today that's going to put a smile on all of your faces. I'll guarantee you the regular listeners of this program will have a smile on their faces if this comes to fruition.
Yeah, he or she did not text me yet.
So right, so you
I'm
never know.
Scared.
We're trying. We're trying our best. this week's guest, Brian Nash. You may remember him. He was on the program a few months ago. A fascinating gentleman with a fascinating company, Halliburton Solar and Wind. Brian Nash will be joining us. He's the guy who came on the program and introduced these new packs, these interesting power packs for your cabin or your fish camp or cottage or outpost that will give you power. You don't need a generator.
Very nice.
Very cool. Very cool product. He's going to talk to us about that. Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, John Jakubowski, will be joining us. We had the minister lined up for this broadcast from the Toronto Sportsman Show today, but of course that didn't come to a head and was canceled. So John, who lives in small town Ontario, Barry's Bay to be exact, will be coming on the air to talk to us about, you know, the challenges that we forget. That there are people in rural parts of this province who are going through their own challenges with this virus.
That's true.
And feel probably even more disconnected than the rest of us that live in Urbanville. So the Minister of Natural Resources, John Jakubowski, will be sharing his thoughts about living in a small Northern Ontario community and what this means to those folks. They've got a whole different set of challenges to go through. And speaking of ministers, equally important will be Michael Thibodeau, who... was scheduled to be with us at the Sportsman Show as well, and he will be talking to us about the outdoors and its benefits to the public mental health issues that we have, And also, you know, he's going to talk to us about how maybe the outdoors is going to help us cope with this current situation with viruses. He'll be on the program. Jeff Gustafson, who was one of the three Canadians, Chris and Corey Johnson were the other two that were fishing the Bassmaster Classic tournament in at Lake Gunnersville in Alabama. Jeff is back home in Northern Ontario in Kenora, and he will tell us about his adventures at the Bassmasters. Out of the three Canadians, he ended up the highest. But he'll also talk to us about what the suspension means, because Bassmasters' schedule has now been suspended. What's he going to do with this summer? Then we may or may not have a special guest that I talked to you about. If we don't, Mr. Bowman of Fish and Canada fame will join us.
So if the special guest does not come, it's Bowman.
We'll have Bowman. And Jack Summers from Radio World will be here talking to us. He just came back from the UK where he was almost stranded.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So he's going to talk to us. He's in self-isolation, obviously. Going to talk to us about his trials and tribulations through that whole ordeal in Europe. Because he was there. Whew. Well, we got a lot to cover. I see that what do we got? You want to talk about the Carp Cup?
Sure.
The episode that's on?
Yeah.
We might as well. That's right, kids. As we speak on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast, folks are binging today, I'm sure.
Yes.
I mean, although this is a new episode, and I think next couple of weeks are new episodes, then we go into recycling, as they were. There's going to be a lot of Fish in Canada episodes viewed, probably mostly on YouTube,
yes,
our YouTube channel. But anyways, this episode is it's a double location carp episode. I mentioned we were covering the 2019 Fish in Canada Carp Cup. And as well as that, Mr. Bowman was on Lake Scugog chasing carp down with one of his friends, Will Machette, who is a local carp expert. Exciting episode, especially when you see the size and quantity of the carp that were caught at the Carp Cup. It'll blow your mind. Exciting episode. It's called All About Carp, and it's on Global Television Network as we speak. Of course, if you are listening to us, you might not be double dutying it by watching TV.
So go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule, the next broadcast date's right there, or check it out on Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock.
And while you're there, I knew there was something I was missing. While you're there, don't forget to enter the Mercury Marine Fish in Canada 2.5 four-stroke outboard motor extravaganza, where we're giving away an outboard motor every month right up until November, I believe. And all you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com. You enter the contest over and over and over again. Every 24 hours, you are eligible to drop a free ballot in the virtual drum. And we will, every month, at the end of the month, we will be making one draw every month for an outboard motor. And they will be going out the window. We gave away 9 last year. We're going to give away 10 this year.
Yes.
But wait, there is more.
Is there?
Yes. Because starting next month, we will have the granddaddy of prizes. We're not just giving away one outboard motor. We're going to give away an entire boat motor trailer package. An entire Princecraft Yukon boat motor trailer package. Not until next month, but it's going to work much the same way. You will be drawing, or you will be entering every month for an opportunity. There will be only one lucky winner of this event. It is huge. It's a boat, motor, and trailer we're giving away. We've gone nuts, absolutely. But you know what? These are difficult times. These are stressful times. We thought, what the hey? You know, let's lighten up a little bit. Let's do the whole package instead of just motors. Although we're still going to be giving away the Mercury motors away. So yeah, you have two contests going on at the same time on fishingcanada.com. Are you okay now? You look stressed back there.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, everything's good?
Yeah.
All right. That's all happening at fishingcanada.com. I saw you stressing back there. That's why I had to improvise, do some tap dancing.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Oh, you're good now. Time to play it safe, folks. Our in-house safety expert, he is the retired staff sergeant with the OPP, and I understand fresh back from his Texas adventures. Good morning, Bradley.
Good morning. Hey, Steve, I don't think scratching is a symptom.
Scratching? What? He always does this.
I know. You said you were back in the booth there scratching yourself.
Oh, scratching my head. I get it. Ha ha.
How are you doing, Brad?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. How was the trip back? Must have been the most exciting part of your whole southern adventure.
The trip back was actually kind of a non-event. Like it, first of all, the traffic seemed to be a fair bit lighter than normal. I was kind of surprised by that. And then when we got to the Ambassador Bridge, now the traffic was back right up onto the bridge. CBSA had every inspection port open. So, you know, it was that part went pretty smooth. But and then when we got up and spoke to the CBSA officer, it was just, you know, kind of business as usual, and asked if you're, you know, do you have a cough, do you have a fever, and gave us a fact sheet and said, thank you very much. So it was actually pretty smooth going through the border, but long wait to get there.
No kidding. No big lineups then. That's what I was concerned about.
No, there was no, well, there was the big lineup, but like even in the hotels, we stayed in two hotels on the way home. Usually we stay in three, but they weren't busy. A lot of restaurants in the States were at the, you know, drive-through or pickup stuff only, so it was a little different. But
now, where you were in Texas, was there evidence of this pandemic, or was it just business as usual?
No, it was nuts. So, like, everybody down there is doing the same thing. Like, there's no toilet paper in the stores, no hand sanitizer, no soap pumps. And the number of cases is very similar in both jurisdictions. So it's, I think everything is kind of the same going on there. And then on top of that, like, they close the access to the beaches. And you couldn't even drive out onto the beach to go surf fishing. So
Go home. That's right. Time to back it up and head north. Brad, sit tight for a few seconds. I want to talk to you about how this will impact the OPP and what folks can do to help the OPP and first responders. But first, we have to take a quick break. More Journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
From the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
I usually pre-record my commentaries, which explains why last week's commentary got canned, tossed in the garbage, and replaced with a vintage oldie. I would have been talking about something that wasn't even happening anymore, which was the Grapefruit League and Major League Baseball, and me reminiscing about trying out for the Blue Jays back in the days before cell phones and the internet. Spring baseball is one of the first signs of spring, beginning with the arrival of pitchers and catchers, but the coronavirus, or COVID-19, killed it off, as well as every other major sport. The Masters, another sign of spring, the NBA, March Madness of college basketball in the States, the NHL, you name it, and it is gone. Killed off by COVID-19. At any other time of the year, this would provide the perfect opportunity to get outdoors, away from the city, and suck in the pure air that comes from a quiet walk through the woods. Except spring is only a few days old. It officially began Thursday at 11:50 p.m. To me, this is the tweeny time of the year, the time when it is between good snowmobiling and tween soft water fishing. Kind of a dead time. There is nothing I can think of that can legally be hunted, and the real fishing season doesn't begin until the end of June, when we can legally start exploring old honey holes for smallmouth bass and the undercuts of fallen trees along rivers for largemouth. So we're tween the good times. The tween times in past years could have been passed by sitting on the couch, watching sports on television, like the ramping up of the NHL playoffs, now on definite hold because no one wants to be in a jammed-up hockey area when COVID-19 is stalking everyone. So it's up to other time wasters, like Netflix. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program. By the way, Mark sent a little note along with that commentary that I was reading last week. says, you'll have to pardon my, I have not been drinking. You have to pardon the, he just went in for a test, one of his cancer tests he was having. And so there was some sedation involved. he's a trooper, man. He's a trooper.
Yes, he
Love him to death. Does a great job as a staple in Canadian media, Mark Bonikoski.
100%.
All right. Bradley is still on the line. Brad Schlorf, our in-house safety expert, just freshly returning from his vacation in the Gulf Coast of Texas and now back in Ontario. Welcome home, buddy.
I'm happy to be home. We're in the day two of self-isolation.
Yeah, so now, so you're going to go through this whole ordeal, right? So how are you dealing with that?
We're doing okay, like just like Mark, Netflix.
Lots of Netflix. Brad, what does this do? This is unprecedented, so it's not like we've got, you know, a case after case that we can go back to and look in for data, but what would this do to the OPP, this whole SARS?
Well, SARS, right? Right away, everybody's leave has been canceled, so there's no matter what kind of leave you got booked, you're going back to work, and you know, that has effect on people and on their families, but you know, all the members will step up to the plate. Like, and the other thing is that you know, there's been recent announcements about enforcement, that social distancing is the province has established fines and made it enforceable, and it'll be the police, not just the OPP, municipal police as well, attempting to enforce that.
What do you mean? So explain, paint that picture for me.
So the fines are for individuals up to $1,000, for businesses or corporations up to $500,000. So it's you know, no gatherings over 50 people, that sort of thing.
Wow. So okay. So now it's the law. So it's not just
it's
a choice. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. And so obviously the OPP is going to be on full duty. Now I'm reading all kinds of reports where they're talking about bringing back retired and or you know, doctors, the medical community that's currently not working. Does this mean that you're going to have to put the uniform back on again soon?
Oh, I doubt that'll happen.
Really? I think they should. I think you could fix everything up. Yeah? No?
No, I'm too busy. My wife and I are going to have a big cribbage tournament, and you know, there's a new domino game we learned down there called Mexican Train, and got a pile of books laid on, and Netflix. I don't think they want me back because I'd sit there in the car reading my book.
Or you could join Stephen and his family, who apparently are going to do a puzzle this weekend.
A thousand-piece puzzle.
How's that?
I'm enough of a puzzle without doing one.
Good point, my friend. Good point. All right. Obviously, snowmobiling is on its last legs for the year.
Well, I'm not kidding, but looking out my front window, we still have probably a foot of snow in our front yard.
Wow. Okay.
So now the yard across the street, which gets sun all day long, hasn't got any, but I don't know. Maybe I'm an oddity. So if somebody wanted, they could probably drive around my snow or my front yard. It would take you like 4 seconds to go from one end to the other, and it's not really a groomed trail. But no, the trails are done, and I'm sure that even though the huts have already had to come off, there's probably not very many opportunities for ice fishing. However, like recently, I see that an OPP member rescued somebody that had attempted to go ice fishing, and the OPP officer and a local PUC person around Gananoque had to slide a canoe out on the ice and go and get this person. So,
on the St. Lawrence?
Yep.
Oh my God, craziness!
So I think ice fishing is done too.
Oh yeah, we're on hold on everything right now. I can hardly wait for spring though, when we can at least. Well, I say that, but who knows where we're going to be in terms of being able to get out and do some early season scouting and or fishing. We'll have to check it.
Well, you got Jack coming on. Why don't you and him just go golfing?
That's a great idea, but I don't even think that's going to happen, is it, right now?
Well, you just social distance. You have to take two separate carts.
All right. There you go. I like that. Well, maybe we'll just do that. We'll find out. All right, my friend, I'll let you go. Get back to the cribbage game, and welcome home. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I hope she doesn't beat me too bad today.
No, I hope not. Thanks, Brad. Bradley Schlorf, playing it safe, retired, former, no longer with, Staff Sergeant with the OPP, now the in-house safety expert for Outdoor Journal Radio.